welcome to another edition of the Valley Talk program here on KROX. And today we're going to be talking about the Honor Flight. And we have Punky Johnson and Frank Lindgren joining us so far. And thanks for joining us. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you.
Well, this is one of the neat things that's done in the Red River Valley. It's, maybe where do you want to start? I'll let you guys take it over. What do you want people to know? Well, first, you're having a fundraiser, but let's first talk about the Honor Flight and tell us about that.
Well, I went on the Honor Flight in September of 2022, and there's a lot of people say, well, I've already been there, you know, to look at the memorials and stuff, and I have also, but when you go with a lot of your brothers, sisters on the plane, it's totally different. And they keep on adding stuff there. And these people that have set this up, it's not new to them. And it's fantastic. I mean, I can remember you go to a meeting 2 weeks prior to leaving, and, you know, there's a lot of older people. Of course, that didn't include me, but... there's a lot of older people there, and they get worried about what they're supposed to do. And one guy stood up and said, all you need to do is you need to be here Sunday morning at 5:30 or whatever it was, and we'll take care of the rest of it. And they do. Okay. On the bus, they got water, they got wheelchairs, they got volunteers. Like I said, I just looked at when we went, we had 112 veterans, and the plane had 183 passengers, so from 112 to 183 was volunteers.
Wow.
And they got medical people with. They got, there really is nothing to worry about. And they treat you like you should have been treated.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never forget it. And right now they have, I think, a waiting list of 600.
Wow.
And I could be wrong in that, but I know it's a big amount. And I was just talking to this guy in Grand Forks when we had this Veterans Fair out here, and he said they're going to have 5 flights going out, 3 out of Fargo and 2 out of Grand Forks. So wow. I don't know where they're getting the money, but it cost, the flight I was on cost $235,000
okay.
to bring everybody with, charter the plane, stuff like that, so... But it's, if you haven't done it, don't feel embarrassed. Well, I wasn't in combat or, you know, or whatever. Everybody has a job, and I don't care what you did, you were still part of it. So,
Frank?
Yeah, we started this breakfast last year, and it's the idea is to try and raise money for the Honor Flight. It costs roughly $1,650 per person, per veteran to go. And so we try and sponsor as many as we can with this breakfast. And we've got some, our breakfast is this Sunday from 8 to 1 at the Masonic Lodge. And the Masonic Lodge has been very gracious in putting on the breakfast. And they also contribute some for the Honor Flight, and we've got some tremendous sponsors. VFW is the one that started it, but all of the service organizations, including the auxiliary, are on board with it. EO Print Shop has been tremendous. They donated the flyers, printing. Printing for it. And they did it last year too. Christian Motors has been very, very helpful. And so we're just hoping that we get a big turnout and we, you know, come out for the breakfast and enjoy.
Well, and not only do you give, you can give to a great cause, you also get a pretty good breakfast out of it, too. So
yeah,
it's a win-win.
Also, a lot of people don't know that we have the Waffle King of Polk County. That's Jack Hansen, and he'll be cooking up waffles if you want waffles. And
okay.
I believe we have gluten-free, too.
We do.
Okay.
And So it's a free will offering. So let loose. It's for a good cause.
And last year it was a tremendous response.
Tremendous.
Yes. I think it surprised everybody.
Yes. Even the people that that are from Fargo and put this on, they'll be there again. But they're traveling again. I think once they stop here, they got to go to Thief River.
Okay.
But you think about all the things they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal. But it's all for the veteran. Yep. You know.
And with the honor flight, maybe tell us what was the highlight just besides being there? I've been fortunate enough to be to Washington, D.C. several times, and it never gets old going and seeing. But what were some of the highlights for you, somebody that had served?
Well, I went to the wall, okay, but I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up, we have one from Crookston here that died over there, and that was Denny Anderson.
Okay.
And if you go up by the cathedral, that flag in the parking lot is in honor of him.
Oh.
And we have one from Gently, which was a Normandin. And Euclid is by. And a lot of these people have passed on after, but these guys were killed over there. So they're... But it, for me... I went to the, I've been there before, and I didn't spend enough time on the Korean memorial. And I wish I had this stuff when I was in school.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, there's like 19 people, statues, and one is a Korean and the rest are American soldiers. Mm. And at night, when the light shines on them, they're broadcast 19 people up on the wall that's behind them on the side there. Well, if I'm correct, doesn't that equal 38? Isn't that the parallel, 30th parallel?
Yep. Huh.
I never knew that.
Well, I just learned something new today.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, and then visiting. Yeah. We had a... They had a supper every night. They fed you breakfast in the morning, and this this guy, I think he owned, I don't know how many Arby's, furnished sandwiches every day for us.
Wow.
Actually, when we were getting on a plane, he gave us, everybody got a wrap, and but it every night they had something. They had music and a banquet,
Sure.
And you get to visit with other, some of them are wearing their military hats, so I'm looking for guys that are in the Navy,
yeah,
what they were on, and so it, we had both World War II. We had 112 veterans on my flight, and one was a woman, 24 Korean, 88 Vietnam, and then they had 67 Army, 7 Air Force, 9 Marines, and 29 Navy. And you go to each one of those memorials for that, and you take pictures and visit. And they go to other than the memorials. I'm trying to think of the building they went to. They have where they keep records and stuff. There was a couple years back, there was some missing that somebody in a higher deal had taken them or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, and then you can go in and look at the Constitution and all those places. And if somebody wouldn't have had the foresight, they were stored in a basement someplace to bring them up. They're in the pressure-controlled, air-controlled. You can see the exact thing right there. So it's there's more than just a memorial. So.
Yep. Definitely, as you said, well worth the trip.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. And, like I said, they brought 70 wheelchairs with. So if you can't, you need a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people there to push you around. They put, I don't know how many cases of water they brought. And they'd put them on the wheelchair and they'd see you, walk around, make sure you're hydrated,
And there is a lot of walking, no matter where you get off.
You're getting
these monuments are large.
Yeah, you can't drive the bus right up to the...
That would be nice, but...
Yeah. But you have... we got little backpacks and got name tags and the colors on them. Okay. We had four buses, and there was a blue bus, orange bus, green bus, and a purple bus, so you knew where you belonged. But it's also organized. I mean, you just...
Like you said, you just show up
to
catch the flight
and
don't worry about anything the rest of the time.
That's for sure.
That's pretty cool. And again, this fundraiser, the breakfast fundraiser at the Masonic Lodge, that is when again? On Sunday?
It's Sunday from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And it's a free will offering. They're serving pancakes, French toast, waffles, sausage, fruit. So
and
it's a free will offering.
Free will. So give whatever you want and can.
And not to forget somebody, but we have all these VFW, DAV, and American Legion. We also have the auxiliaries. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be there helping to clean up, you know, in your plates and stuff like that. So, so there'll be plenty of people there to help. Mm-hmm.
I remember being at the check presentation last year.
Oh, yeah.
And, everybody there was dumbfounded on how much there was. So it would be nice to be able to reach that total again. I know it'll be a challenge, but it was heartwarming to know that there's that much support.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about it, you know, the flight I was on was $235,000. Yeah. And, you know, we all get a jacket, a hat, a shirt, a little. Now they have a duffel bag that they give you.
Sure.
And a lot of this comes from American Crystal, is the jacket.
Okay.
The hat came from Motorcycle Club over there, which donated a lot.
Wow.
And so they have all these big sponsors, and they got stuff going on. But it's a lot of people are chipping in on this. And.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not running out of people.
Yeah.
So the World War II are slowed down. We don't have many of those. Some Korean, Vietnam vets, and some guys say, well, you know, I didn't do anything, or I come.
Sign if you up. Served, yeah.
You fill out the application, because the minute you send it in, it gets numbered. Okay. And that's how they determine if you get a call or not.
Okay.
And they're pretty nice. You know, the pandemic was on, and we had people that were going to go on the flight, but then they canceled it. And a few of them had passed on. They didn't make the flight.
Hmm.
But while we were in Washington, they actually had one of the evening banquets. They actually had a service for these people that were.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And I think last year, a gentleman up here at the villa, I think he was terminal. And so they came up with the jacket, hat, and shirt. Oh. And most of us from town here that had been on the flight showed up, and they had a little presentation for him there because he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of feeling there.
Yeah. And another reason why to get that application in early.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You might not make it this year or next year, but.
Yep.
Get in as soon as possible so you can take advantage of
and
this
go.
Trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
To be with your brothers and sisters.
Yeah. You won't regret it, I'll tell you that right now. It's... you might get rained on maybe a little bit, but, you know, it's... when we left Grand Forks, when we drove into Grand Forks, mm-hmm. I think every sheriff and cop car in the whole Grand Forks County was there lining the deal with their lights flashing. The motorcycle group was there with the flags. When we airplane left, they had the fire trucks shooting water over the plane as we left. And when we got into Baltimore, same thing. They were shooting water over the plane. So you get that feeling from the beginning.
Yep.
You know, it's, when you come back, that's another heart-choking deal. Because they hold you back and let you go out one at a time.
Oh.
And everybody's out there.
sure.
cheering, the bands are playing, the flags are waving, and you're caught off guard because you didn't see that
before.
You
didn't know. Yeah.
But
the airport in Grand Forks was just, it was completely full. Yeah. You know, people there cheering when they came off. So.
You ever eaten at Darcy's in Grand Forks at all?
I have not, no.
She furnished breakfast sandwiches for everybody.
You're kidding.
We were sitting there waiting for the plane to get going in the morning.
Wow.
Everybody had a breakfast sandwich. So it's, I don't know what else to say. It's just.
Then if, well, basically if you are a veteran, have served.
Yep.
Whether combat or not, this is something that you should really sign up for.
I don't care if you're a desk clerk or, you know, I was in the Navy. I didn't have any combat per se, but everybody's got a job.
Yeah.
And if they didn't have all these linked together, you know, so it...
it's a team. Everybody's important.
That's for sure. Yeah.
And just a minor token of appreciation from all the... communities and from everybody is this honor flight has really gained in popularity each year. It seems like it gets bigger and bigger.
And they're all around the United States.
Okay.
They have hubs, you know, like Bismarck's a hub.
Okay.
Fargo's a hub. I don't know. I think Grand Forks is linked to Fargo. But you can get on an internet site. And look at all these different hubs, and they, a lot of them do it different.
Okay.
This flight used to go just one day, one night. Now we do it two.
Hmm.
It takes the pressure off, you know, and
you're
not so rushed. But it some of them have their own. I talked to a guy in Sioux Falls, and they just got all together and went on their own.
Oh.
You know, so. But it everybody's. And there's other flights there. You know, you're not the only one there.
Okay.
So.
And, again, the fundraiser, all the money raised goes to the honor flight. And this will be, again, Frank, if you want to go through the menu and the time again.
Yeah, it's this Sunday at the Masonic Lodge between 8 and 1 o'clock. Free will offering, pancakes, French toast, waffles, sausage, and fruit. And we also got gluten free available. So.
Okay.
And we got the Waffle King.
there's a reason
waffles,
alone.
So.
Yeah.
He'll come out and say that.
He's not afraid. Yeah.
No.
And you can put your order in as soon as you walk in. Okay. Just say you want a waffle.
made by the Waffle King. Yep. And again, about the price per person to attend this is over $500, I think you said?
For the honor flight?
Yeah, the honor flight.
It's
$1,650.
That's the last average I've seen of $1,650 per person.
And so. I'm guessing that's not going down.
No. I'm sure it's going up.
Well, the way everything's going, I think that's it's like, 99.9% sure that that's probably going to be a little higher by the time it goes. But so, and $235,000 was the cost of
that's
the flight.
That's the one I went
on
in 2022. And
so.
They actually broke it down so that, you know, they give you a book.
Okay.
And it's got everybody's name in it that attended this thing with a synopsis of their name, what they were, a little bio on them. And it's interesting to read. And like on this one, when I was on, they chartered the plane, 183 passenger, $150,000 for hotel rooms, $25,000 for the buses, $15,000 for meals, snacks, $40,000 police escort. Or escort was $1,500, snacks were $40,000. But it, you can actually get on a site if you want to do it. It's Minnesota or North Dakota Minnesota Honor Flight.
Okay.
And they'll have a Facebook page. They got pictures. They got, and they follow. They stream that as you're there. So I happened to dance one night, and my wife knew about it before I even. So, but
you can't get away with anything.
No, I called her in the morning. She says, "No wonder you're tired last night." I said, so, but you get they have. music. They had music from the 60s and that. Okay. And this, it was about, it was four women, I think, were, and they played that old time. I mean,
sure.
you can't help but not dance.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
So, but, yeah, it, I won't forget it. I don't.
So if you're looking for a way not only to get a good breakfast, but also to give to a great cause, again, it'll be at the Crookston Masonic Lodge right here in downtown Crookston, and that'll be Sunday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 112 West Robert Street in downtown Crookston. Again, pancakes, the waffles, the sausage, fruit. Gluten-free is available, and a free will offering. All proceeds go to the Honor Flight of Grand Forks and Fargo. And we thank you for stopping by, and thanks and for everything that you've done. And, you know, again, if anybody's out there listening that has served, they
yes.
should definitely
yes.
sign up.
And yes, there, go ahead, Frank.
No,
there are deals if you need help. You know, you can have another person, but they don't want your wife. They want somebody that's at least one
generation
sure. back. If you need help, like with pills and stuff
sure.
like that, and they have to pay their own way, mm-hmm. you know, so it's.
And like you said, there's wheelchairs. There's people to push you if
doctors,
that's a concern.
They have, they have medical crews on there, so.
It's probably the safest place you'll be.
Yeah. yeah.
So, again, thank you. And the breakfast will be at the Masonic Lodge again, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Free will offering. Gluten-free is available. And thanks for stopping by. And hopefully it'll be another huge turnout and another, well, I know it'll be another big success. So thank you.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Thanks
and
for
we'll
having us.
Make sure you give Lester some grief.
Hope you're listening.
Yeah. And again, that is our Valley Talk program for today. And again, another one of the many great things that we have here in the in Crookston, and the Masonic Lodge will be hosting that breakfast fundraiser. That'll be Sunday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge at 112 West Robert Street in downtown Crookston. Maybe if you don't have time for breakfast to sit down, they'll be more than happy. If you want to donate, you can stop by, drop cash or check by, what have you. If you don't have time, if you're busy, I know there's confirmations going on and different things like that. But if you'd like to donate, and the Masonic Lodge, anybody there would be happy to take your donation and give it to the Honor Flight Pancake Breakfast. Again, that is the Grand Forks Fargo Honor Flight. All proceeds from that breakfast on Sunday morning go to the Honor Flight. That is our Valley Talk program for today. Coming up on Monday, speaking of veterans, we're going to talk with Kurt Ellison of Polk County Veterans Affairs. He'll be our guest on Monday. We do have an opening on Tuesday. Then we'll have Scott Clevin, Gay Wick, and Tim Madigan. They'll be on Tuesday, May 8th. So be listening for the Valley Talk program. We ran a little late here, but well worth going late with the Honor Flight fundraiser breakfast. Definitely worth talking more about there. Well, let's take a look.